preface. This course covers the basic topic of embryology, beginning with the female reproductive cycle, including the various factors that affect fertilization and gametogenesis. We'll also discuss various developmental features that occur at different stages of the pregnancy. Chapter 1 will discuss the female reproductive cycle, including the hormones involved in ovulation. There needs to be a progressive and orderly release of certain hormones to stimulate ovulation. Ovulation is necessary for fertilization and for the continuation of a pregnancy. Chapter 2 will cover aspects of gametogenesis, including how the egg cell develops in the female and how sperm cells develop in the male prior to fertilization. There are similarities in the processes of meiosis in males and females, but there are also significant differences. The third chapter of the course will discuss fertilization, the formation of the zygote, the way a zygote transforms into a blastula, and the process of gastrulation, or when a disc-shaped embryo becomes a three-dimensional structure. In the fourth chapter of the course, we'll discuss two types of twins. Identical twins arise from the same egg cell, while fraternal twins occur after a woman ovulates two eggs and both eggs are fertilized by separate sperm. The fifth chapter of the course will discuss the placenta and how it forms. There are tissues separate from the embryo that burrow into the uterine wall and differentiate to become the human placenta that nourishes the fetus through pregnancy. In Chapter 6, there will be a thorough discussion of the second week of embryogenesis. During this time, the embryo changes from a disc shape into a tri-layered organism. Cells begin to differentiate into the ectoderm, mesoderm, and endoderm. In the seventh chapter of the course, the way the embryo develops into a three-dimensional structure will be the focus of the discussion. During this time, some of the earliest organs begin to develop, and the circulatory system develops first. In Chapter 8, the 4th through 8th week of embryonic development will be discussed. This is when the embryo develops most of its organs and begins to take on the shape of a normal human being. By the end of this time, the embryo is called a fetus. In Chapter 9, the focus of the discussion will be on the basics of second trimester development. During this time, the fetus grows much longer, the organs develop further, and an amniocentesis can be performed to evaluate the fetus for any chromosomal or genetic defects. In Chapter 10, the growth and development of the third trimester fetus will be discussed. During this time, the fetus gains significant weight and its lungs develop so that it can live outside of the womb. Common complications of the third trimester will also be discussed. In the 11th and final chapter of the course, abnormalities of embryogenesis will be discussed, including non-disjunction, events that cause miscarriages, implantation problems, and various problems faced by a child exposed to alcohol in utero.